Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, in New York State, more than 400,000 voters have cast ballots since in-person voting began on Saturday. This is the first time the state has had early voting during a presidential election, and voters have been turning out in record numbers. Julia Ritchie of North Country Public Radio went to a busy polling site in rural New York to talk with voters.
It's a little before 9 a.m. on Saturday morning when I arrive at the Board of Elections office in Canton, New York, near the Canadian border. Already there's a line forming on the first and second floors of the building with people eager to cast their ballots.
Okay, I'm ready for one more, but can you come here?
Upstairs is Jenny Bacon, the Democratic Election Commissioner for St. Lawrence County. She's standing by the entrance to the room where people are voting and waving people in one at a time.
We're trying to keep everybody socially distanced as much as possible. We can sign in three people at one time. We have four privacy booths and two machines. So we're moving people through as quickly as possible.
Bacon, who's wearing a silver necklace with the word vote on it, says she expected good turnout, but even she was surprised to see a line this early.
When I got here, I saw a ton of cars in the parking lot. I thought, oh my gosh, there must be something else going on. I'm thrilled with the turnout. I work all year long to have people come and vote.
As a man walks up with a filled out ballot, she instructs him on how to insert it in the machine.
Slide your ballot into either machine, any way. No, it can face either way, up or down.
He soon walks out and Bacon peels off an I voted sticker.
You want a sticker, sir?
What the heck?
Most of the voters I spoke to in line said they felt more comfortable voting in person than by mail. They cited news reports over the summer of controversial changes by President Trump's Postmaster General that resulted in mail delays across the country. I also met several first-time voters, like Harry and Lori Simpson. They're both in their 60s and say they don't really follow politics.
Are you excited to cast your first ballot for president?
Nope. Nope. Like I said, I don't follow politics at all.
But that changed this year with what she describes as President Trump's mishandling of the coronavirus pandemic. She works at a local hospital and has seen people coming in and out with the virus. It was her husband, Harry, though, who convinced her to actually come vote. They're both voting for Joe Biden. Harry says Trump downplaying the severity of the virus changed his mind about voting.
I just find that he's not a really good leader.
And for anybody to think that it's going away, it's not. It's not going away.
Especially when you see someone that works in the hospital that can see everybody coming in and out of there. So,
yeah. Trump thinks it's just going to disappear, and it's on a down. Yeah. But it's not. It's rising big time.
Most of the dozen or so voters I spoke to on Saturday said they were voting for Biden, and many mentioned the coronavirus as a top issue. But there were a few conservatives who also took advantage of the early voting period as well. Outside the Board of Elections, I ran into Gary Gilbert and his sons, Ben and Thomas. Gary and Thomas wore Trump 2020 hats, while Ben wore a Trump t-shirt along with shorts and flip-flops. Ben said he hadn't expected to wait in line outside in the cold.
Can I ask who you're voting for?
Donald Trump.
So tell me a little bit about why you want to vote for President Trump.
Because I'm conservative. I like his policies. I don't like his rhetoric, but I do like his policies.
Ben, who's 19, also chimes in.
I'd say the biggest issues for me are abortion and immigration, probably.
Gary said he was planning on voting on Election Day, but his son, Ben, was excited to cast his first ballot in a presidential election and wanted to go early. Ben says he's aware that Trump likely won't win New York's 29 electoral votes, but feels he's contributing to the popular vote as well as to down-ballot races. According to the St. Lawrence County Board of Elections, about 460 people cast their votes on Saturday. Another 400 voted on Sunday. This is only the second year the state has had early voting as an option, and New Yorkers will have another full week until this Sunday to vote in person before Election Day. For Here and Now, I'm Julia Ritchie in Canton, New York.